And we come to you. We lift your name on high today. We magnify your name. And we love you, Jesus. Thank you for every life here. Thank you for every heart surrendering to you tonight. And thank you for this very moment, God, that we're able to lift you up. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for laying down your life for us, God. We never want to forget that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Before you're seated tonight, will you turn around, wave to someone, give them a thumbs up, a smile. What a beautiful moment here tonight. I know that God is just preparing our hearts to what he's going to be sharing through Samantha tonight, and I'm excited about that. Are you guys excited? I am. Well, I was thinking a lot today about the word surrender. And I thought of the scripture, Matthew 10:39, and many of us have heard this. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. And so then, of course, with anything, what does it look like to really lose my life for his sake, right? And how is it possible to find life as a result of losing it, right? And so I began to think about that, and I always ask God to really show me little moments throughout my day to teach me, because that's how I learn. And he did that. So I'm just going to share with you. It's a silly story, but it worked for me. So my daughter was at my mother-in-law's house today, and I went to go pick her up, and they have this huge dog. It's like this big when it stands up. It's a golden doodle, I think. I don't know. It's huge. So I'm not like a dog animal fan, but they always like me. And I'm like, ugh. So today it was like especially annoying because it kept coming up to me and I'm like, okay, just go. And Addison kept like, come on, Wallace, come on, Wallace. His name's Wallace. I call it Walters, but anyway. So it came to me with this toy, right? And it would run up to me with this toy. And so I'm like, fine, I'll play with you, whatever. And don't, like dogs do, right? You go to grab the toy, but what does the dog do? Right? And I'm like, you want me to play with you, but you won't give me this toy. So I'm like wrestling with it. I'm like, come on, I'll throw this ball if you just let go. And so I threw it and it comes back. It did the whole thing over again. I'm like, oh my goodness, and I'm just like, come on. And I thought, and this is silly, I know, but I thought that's exactly what we do with God, right? So we go and we're like, yes, I'm going to surrender everything. I'm going to give him everything. And we run to God. And then God's like, okay, let's go. We're going to do this. I have such a great life plan for you. And then what do? We're like, not this part. Nope, I'm not giving you this. And God's like, but come on, you came. Like, I'm here and I have so much plan for you. You know, I plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And we're like, and I thought, man, if we could just learn to surrender everything to him, God doesn't just want a part of us. He wants all of us. And that's exactly what it looks like when we lose our life to him, is when we surrender everything to him, and then we're able to find life. We're able to find our purpose in him, and we're living our best life when we're able to surrender and just give everything to him. So I just want to encourage you in that. Whatever area it is in your life that you are tending to hold on to, just release it. God has the best for you. Just let it go. And you will see when you do that, that you're able to walk in love, walk in light, walk in the direction that he has for you. Amen? Amen. Let's give to God tonight. Yeah, that's good. Let's give to God tonight. There's different ways that you can give. Put him first in your finances. God's hand will be all over that when you do that. You can text the City Church NY to the number 77977. Give with an envelope in the seat back in front of you. If you're here, you can put it right in the mailboxes on your way out. You can download the PushPay app on your smartphone, or you can give online. Pastor Brian?
Come on, give it up for Pastor Aaron tonight, would you? Yeah, I'm so glad to hang with you tonight. What a great group tonight. Just caring, loving people. Just the best in the world. Look at your neighbor and say, we're the best in the world. Amen. Some time ago, I was on the wonderful world of Facebook. Yeah. And I had posted a picture of my two sons, and I was commending them for high honors. How many of you know that's a big deal? I don't know how much of a big deal it is because I was never on high honors, okay? But I was proud that my kids were on high honors. And an individual said to me, you know, not everybody's on high honors. And, you know, maybe you shouldn't share that because maybe it rubs it in someone else's face. And I thought about that for some time. And this is what I came away with. And I'm going to read something to you. And I share that to say I'm not reading what I'm about to read to brag. I'm reading what I'm about to read, and I share the pictures of my boys. And tonight I want to share my wife with you tonight. And we're not bragging, but we're telling you what God does in a family. We're telling you what God does in a life. We're telling you what God does in an individual. He takes the broken places. He takes the things that people say are outcast. He takes the broken and he makes something so beautiful out of it. And you might say tonight, you might say, well, I haven't experienced that yet. I haven't engaged in that yet. I just want to encourage you, if you stick in long enough, if you engage long enough, if you embrace long enough in what God has for you and through you, if you lay your pride aside, if you walk humbly before the Lord, he'll do something that people will look at and say, man, she doesn't deserve that. He doesn't deserve that. And you know the truth of the matter is, none of us do. We don't deserve the grace that we're given. We don't deserve the blessing, the honor, the absolute hand of God in our lives. But he does it in and through us because we embrace him. I want to read something to you about my wife tonight before she comes up and I get to introduce her. I want to read this to you. It says, she is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her. She is, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She's like a merchant ship, bringing her food from afar. Amen, Andrew. She brings us some food, right? She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servants. She goes to inspect a field and buys it with her earnings. She plants a vineyard. She is energetic. She's strong. She's a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of the winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspread. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gate. I don't know about that, but where he sits with the other civic leaders, she makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise. She gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. That is my wife, a Proverbs 31 wife. Would you give a warm welcome to the greatest woman I know, Samantha?
I teach the big kids Sunday mornings, and I've become comfortable doing that. But speaking to a room full of adults is very intimidating. So it's public speaking actually has been one of my top fears ever since I was in grade school. But God doesn't want me to live in fear, neither any of you. So I'm following his direction, and I'm being obedient to what I've been asked to do. It's funny, Ryan read that Proverbs 31, and when I read that, I'm like, I have no qualities of this woman. I sure try to. Planting a vineyard, I planted my first garden this year, which is somewhat thriving, somewhat not. But my lamp does not burn late into the night. I am an early to bed, sleep soundly all night kind of a girl. But I strive. I strive to be that Proverbs 31 woman for sure. So a little bit about me if you don't know. I'm going to share a couple things. So I'm not a sit on the sidelines kind of person. If there's something to do, I'm doing it. Without being asked, I just jump right in. I'm super competitive, if you don't know that, in anything. I don't even let my boys win. I'm just so competitive. There's not many things I worry about either. Like when it says she laughs without fear of the future, I do. I just don't worry about a lot of things. I love to do puzzles, and I really love to cook. I met my husband, Ryan, right here at City Church, like right here at this spot. And we've been married for almost 16 years in October. And he's my best friend. Our boys, Ryan and Andrew, are here too. And all three of them are my biggest fans. They encourage and love me more than anybody I know. Being a part of our City Church family with all of you has had an impact on my life in more ways and more words than I can describe. There are so many of you here who have encouraged me and strengthened me through the years. I've built many great friendships. I could go around the room and point out several women that have a really special place in my heart. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for speaking through me tonight. Let it not be my words, but let it be your words. Thank you for everyone that's here. I pray that you'd bless each one of them and keep them safe. I thank you for doing a great work in this house every day, Lord, in Jesus' name. So the title of my message tonight is called Work Willingly at Whatever You Do. It's funny he said it also in there, hard worker, because that's what I'm talking about. How many of us love to be rewarded for something, whether it be at our job for a tangible thing of money or a verbal expression of something from someone? I think most of us could say we do. As I reflect over what God has been speaking to me and showing me during the last few months, I was reminded of the scripture over and over, Colossians 3:23. Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people. So I don't mean work solely in the way of a job where you earn money at. I mean also serving, reaching out to others, putting your thoughts on ways to help those in need above yourself. Calling someone, texting someone, bringing them food. The list goes on. There are many ways to serve and give of your time to be a blessing. If we're obedient and faithful to him, he'll give us opportunities to serve him every day in some way. Ask him to point someone out to you that you could bless this week. I personally love to serve. It's one of my most favorite things to do. My family, first off, but also here in God's house and serving others. It makes me feel like I'm making a difference in the life of someone, and that's so rewarding to me. But I don't do it to get recognition from those I'm serving or from those I'm serving with, but I do it all for God. Acts 20:35 says, "And I have been a constant example of how you can help those in need by working hard. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive." So when we think of the term hard work, what comes to mind? Maybe it's working outside. We've been working outside a lot lately. Tired muscles, working at a computer for long hours, being on your feet all day at a job, being in and out of meetings, or taking care of your children. We all have something that comes to our mind. I come from a family of hard workers. It just seems to be in my blood. My McDonald family as well are all hard workers. It will always be a part of my life. Are there areas I can do better at? Of course, because nobody's perfect. I like this saying about hard work. Hard work is how diligently we put forth effort to accomplish the job we have to do. When we work hard, we glorify God because he's ultimately the one we're working for. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you're now a work-from-home mom, a teacher, a truck driver, a businessman or woman, or an entrepreneur, work is rooted in God's good creation. We see that in Genesis, the very first book of the Bible. It says that the first 6 days God created. And after each of those 6 days, God saw that it was good. And God created work. He intended for us to work. God has been working for us since the very beginning. He's shown us how to do it. He created Adam and Eve, and then he gave them a job. He says, you're going to take care of this garden. Psalms 128:2 says, you will enjoy the fruit of your labor. How joyful and prosperous you will be. Ryan and I, we do a reading plan every day, and it's the Psalms and the Proverbs. It's combined together, so we get a little bit of each one every day. So they're, like, constantly, like, rolling through my mind. They're just over and over. So I read this one very often. It says, it's Proverbs 24, 30 through 34. I walked by the field of a lazy person, the vineyard of one with no common sense. I saw that it was overgrown with nettles. It was covered with weeds, and its walls were broken down. Then, as I looked and thought about it, I learned this lesson. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. In order to succeed at anything, it takes hard work, perseverance, and determination. You can't give in. You can't throw in the towel. And at the end of the day, or at the end of the task we complete, we find happiness and achievement. I don't know about you, but it brings me joy to accomplish something. I have lists, and I love to write lists and make lists, and I love to check off my lists. I have lots of lists, so I just love to check it off. Yes, I did that. I know God is watching, and he is pleased with me, and that's all that matters to me. Work also keeps us well-rounded and in balance. God intended for us to work to gain fulfillment and satisfaction. We will work for a good majority of our lifetime, for God designed it that way. We should look at it as a blessing and not a burden. After all, we're working for the one who gave his life up for us. I found this story as I was preparing tonight, and I wanted to share it. Herb, who was attending Stanford University, applied for employment at a company and was told that the only job available was that of a stenographer. The young man enthusiastically accepted the position, but informed the employer that he couldn't start until Wednesday. When he showed up Wednesday morning, the employer asked Herb why he had waited until Wednesday to start. Herbert Hoover, a future president of the United States, replied, I had to find a typewriter and learn how to use it. Right? I had to be prepared. So, like I said earlier, give me a task and I'll complete it. There's something you can ask me to do, I'm going to do it without fail. I can say that a lot easier for some things, though, more than others, because in ways, I tend to be a procrastinator. Because, let's face it, it's easy to find excuses to put something off. But God is... He's definitely helped me in this area. But no matter how big or difficult the task may seem, God's with us in the midst of it. Sometimes the path isn't laid out the way we think it should be, nor may it be the easiest. Serious work doesn't always come easily, not if it counts anyways. I tell my boys all the time, don't take the path of least resistance. They're not thrilled when I tell them that, but as a parent, I need to teach them and show them how to do things the right way and the first time around to give it their best effort. Because God always works all things out for the good of those who love him. He wants us to thrive. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to be more than conquerors. God goes before us. He meets our every need, whether we are going through calm waters or we're going through a storm. I find myself constantly asking the Lord to go before me all throughout my day. It just brings peace over my spirit and over my heart to just ask him, you're in control, not me. You got this.
Because I don't want to do anything without him, and I don't want to do anything out of his will for me. He's also given each of us the tools and talents we need to do his work. He isn't just going to bring you or I to something or through something and then just walk away. He's right there with us. He's an ever-present God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So ask him to go before you, to guide you and to give you wisdom and discernment. Proverbs 90, verse 17 says, "And may the Lord our God show us his approval and make our efforts successful." Yes, make our efforts successful. So where there comes work, there also comes rest. There's a balance between working and resting. As God created work, he also on the seventh day created rest. Genesis 2:3 says, "And God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, because it was the day when he rested from all his work of creation." So resting, I'm sure, looks different to all of us. It could be spending time with your family, going for a walk, watching a movie. Our family likes to go camping. Everybody can think of something that they enjoy doing while they're resting. In Psalms 4:8, it says, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe." A quote that I also read after the story about Herbert Hoover, he said, "No difficult or simple job ever gets done until someone decides right now to do what it takes to get the job done." He goes on to say, "Unfortunately, too many people stand by ready to carry the stool when there is a piano to be moved." And then I want to say, like, boom, drop the mic. But I said that to myself in my mind. So I just said it out loud, too. Some of us find our work, whatever it may be, to be boring or unimportant or not challenging. I know that I have at times, but that can't change our attitude towards it. I could easily sit around all day, physically and or mentally, and toil around with all the things I'm not good at, all the things I don't have, but that's not what God wants for my life. I need to remain steadfast in the work God has called me to and the woman he's created me to be. And most of all, I need to be grateful for it. Doing good is work. Doing good takes effort. Doing good is being a taskmaster at times. We may not know what opportunities lie ahead for us, but we do know that if we trust God, he's going to take care of all of it. For in Luke 16:10, it says, "If you are faithful in the little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you're dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities." Jesus is preparing us for greater responsibilities. He doesn't ever want us to get real comfortable where we're at. Galatians 6:9 says, "So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up." So will you be ready when the opportunity comes? Will you be prepared? Proverbs 13:4 says, "Lazy people want much but get little, but those who work hard will prosper." If God calls what he does work and calls it good, then that work must be significant and it must have value. And since man was created in the image of God, man must be a worker too. We sang the song Waymaker a couple weeks ago, and there's one part in it that I wanted to declare over my life, yours as well. It says, "Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You'll never stop. You'll never stop working." You see, he's been working for us from the beginning, through it all. He's working for us because he loves us. And he does and has made a way for us through the work he did on the cross. The work of salvation in our lives transforms us into a new creation. Old things being passed away and all things becoming new. And that's one of the rewarding parts. "That is why I can never stop praising you. I declare your glory all day long," it says in Psalms 71:8. God is our rewarder. God is always taking care of my family and I. I'm blessed to live with my husband and boys on Ryan's family's, and now my family's, fifth generation farm. Even though there's continual work to be done day in and day out, especially in the summertime. But I love it. I've always wanted to live on a farm, so for me it's a dream come true. We each have a choice on how we will live our life on this earth. Will we work for Jesus and for the things that are eternal? Or will we just work a job, go through the motions, live a life of frustration at times? Or will we continue to serve our Maker, to work towards what He's created us for, which are things above? Will we say, as Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your words. Thank you, Lord, that you touch everyone's heart that's here and everyone's life that's here. I thank you for blessing those in this house today. Help us to remain faithful to you as we walk throughout the rest of our week, Lord. I just, again, pray and thank you for everyone that's here. In Jesus' name.
Come on. Come on. Look, stop right there. Look out there. Look. Look. I remember the first Sunday you came in. Your dad.
Yeah.
Your sisters, Bonnie, sat right up there. I looked over. Who's that little girl? That little girl became my daughter-in-law. And look at the message she... Some of you, I know you thought that I put her up to that.
He didn't.
I did not. But what a fabulous, fabulous lesson. Can we put our hands one more time together?
Thank you.
It's beautiful. So proud of you, Sam. Some of you tonight... God wants to release His dream, your dream inside of you. Sometimes God takes your dream and He changes it as you move in His direction. Did you hear me? I've seen people give up on the dream, thinking that it was just going to land in their lap. There's some components to it. Sam, she said it. She didn't know that... She was really declaring over somebody's life. Sometimes you work and you don't even feel or see if anything is changing. You think, sometimes, am I the only one to think, what am I doing this for? Am I the only one that thinks that sometimes? I think that sometimes. What am I doing this for? Is anything changing? Am I gaining anything on it? But you get up every day and you do what you're called to do every single day. And then as you move into that direction of the dream that you have in your heart, God molds that into the dream that He has for your heart. And He will do that. And you can't give up. I want to tell every one of you tonight, don't give up on that draw, that desire, that call that God has for you. He's got something beautiful. It might not look the same way now as it did a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It could look something totally different. Can I tell you, when I was 20, 21, I wanted to have the largest dairy farm ever. I wanted to be the greatest dairy farmer ever. God just, He changed from dairy cattle to people, that's all. And this was not my dream. But God, He changes us as He draws you and He molds you and He makes you. And when you do the work, sometimes you're just doing it. And you're thinking, this is just the same thing, picking up the same sticks, boys, over and over again. Do you know your dad? He picked up sticks on that farm. Now that he owns. I know sometimes I say, get out there and get going. And he'd throw his hands up. And that's just a little picture of what life is really about. You got to keep on working at it every single day. Come on, how many of you received that tonight? I want to pray for you. I want to speak over your life as we close in prayer tonight. Maybe I'm speaking to somebody online tonight, your home, wherever you are. The worst thing that you can do is to just stop, to give up. She read that scripture out of Hebrews. Don't faint. Don't give up. Because if you do, you'll lose the promise that he has already set aside for you. He's got something great for you. Come on, people of God, I'm telling you, he's got something great for you. But you'll never get it if you give up, if you stop. I want to pray for you. I want to believe God with you tonight. I want to pray as well tonight. Our Father, Chuck Wood. Linda, is that you? Am I seeing you out there? You are. Go, Linda, come on down here. I want five ladies just come up here and just stand with her and pray with her. Her husband, our own Chuck, got in a car accident this past, I don't know, what was it, Tuesday? And he's in the hospital. We're going to believe God for something great. Lord, tonight, you're a miracle-working God. You do all things well. Lord, you move mountains where we can't see our way around them. You told us to speak to them and that they would move. So, Lord, tonight we pray for those who are struggling with their dreams, struggling with their desire, getting bogged down in the work and the minutiae of the everyday stuff. I pray that you would bring to pass and give us a glimpse of light so that we can know, Lord, that you are working all things out, even when we can't see it. And we pray for Chuck tonight, Lord. Again, we agree together for him that you would minister life and health to all his flesh from the top of his head down to his feet. Lord, that you would minister strength and healing. And Lord, in this time that Linda is in, I pray that you would bless her with great peace. Thank you for who she is, for what you have made them to so many. We honor you and we bless them tonight. I pray blessing on Linda tonight and on Chuck's life tonight. And I thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And everybody said amen. 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 Love you. God bless you. He's working all things out for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. Where you're at tonight is no surprise to God, and don't let it be to you either. He will help you. He will bring it to pass if you will let him. You got a song to end up with? Come on up.
Spirit, lead me where my trust is with.
Come on, let's stand up today. If you're able, let's stand
me
up.
Me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. And take me deeper than my feet could ever wander. My faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. And Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander. My faith would be made stronger in the presence of you. And I will call upon your name.
Come on, you sing it.
And keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. I am yours, and you are mine.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord give you his peace in Jesus' name. I love you. God bless you. Love you all at home. Hey, Sunday morning, 8:30, 10 a.m., 12 noon at City Church. We do life together. I'll see you real soon. Love you all.